This parable comes from an infinite depth, right? It comes from the heart of Jesus. An infinite understanding of life, of human beings, of what love is, of what the law is. It's amazing, isn't it? The scholar of the law answered correctly. In fact, he's the only one in the Gospels besides Jesus who answers like this. Every other time we have this sort of a thing, it's our Lord answering. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your being and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Can you see how it would be impossible to love God like that and not love the neighbor? It would be impossible. We have this example today of Marie Rose de Rocher, right? A zealous person, starting an order, starting schools, you know. Back when things were pretty primitive up there in Montreal. In other words, if you really love God, then you love everything that God loves. So you love everybody. And he didn't get that. Answered correctly, do this and you will live. But he still has this idea that there's God and neighbor. Not in our Lord's mind. When we have this greatest commandment question in Matthew and Mark. Our Lord says explicitly, and the second command is like the first. Now the theologians will tell us that the love with which we love God and the love with which we love one another is the same love. You can't divide them up, which is what this fellow's doing. At least let me know who my neighbor is. You know, how far do I extend this? What do I do with this? In other words, he doesn't love the Lord his God with all his heart and all his being and all his strength and all his mind. Because if he did, it'd be perfectly obvious what to do. You can't do the first and then sit back. It's not real. But to really love God means to embrace everything that God embraces. So he asked the question, so who's my neighbor? Luke says, wishing to justify himself. I don't know exactly what that means, except as Luke reads it, I guess, this guy knows he's not loving his neighbor. Wishing to justify himself, so who's my neighbor? Interesting question. You see how false it is. How far do I push this neighbor stuff? How far out do I have to go with this? And so then, the Lord tells the story, you just heard it, about this fellow, a Jew, going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. It's a downhill walk all the way. And in those days, it could be dangerous. There were robbers along there. There were robbers along all the roads in those days. So they beat him up and take everything he has and leave him half dead. And now, our Lord wants to make a point. So he says a priest went by, passed on the other side. A Levite went by, passed on the other side. There's a wounded man lying there in his blood, passed on the other side. Don't want to get involved. A Samaritan came along. Now Samaritans and Jews are enemies. If anybody should have said, well, let him rot, see ya. And he was moved with compassion. One of the few times that this word is used of anybody but Jesus. This word, splagnizome, is the word that means your innards. It's a messianic word. it applies to Jesus. He took care of him. He poured oil and wine and brought him to the inn, took care of him for the rest of the night, then left the next morning and said, look, here's 2 silver coins. If you need anything more, I'll pay you on the way back. And so then Jesus asks the expert, which of the 3 was neighbor to the robber's victim? You see where the center of gravity has gone? It's not who's my neighbor, it's how many people can I be neighbor to? You see, it's not. And so which one was, which one treated the fellow like a neighbor? No, it's which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? He's describing his own heart, isn't he? He loves the Father with all his heart and all his mind and all his strength. And so everybody is his neighbor. And that's what he's saying. If you're still at the point where you're gauging who your neighbor is, you don't love God very much. It's pretty deep, isn't it? See, if you really love my Father, then everybody is your neighbor. That's pretty tiring. That's right. But that's the whole point. And so, to see somebody, when I first lived in Rome, with a lot of poverty, the war had only been over about 13 years, and Rome was still a disaster. Lots of people begging on the streets. So what do? You get a bunch of change and you give everybody something. You know, if you start giving away dollar bills, you'll be broke before you get to the end of the block. But you can't say no. I'm neighbor to that guy. In other words, at the depth of this story is a vision of what it really means to love God. That's why John says, the man who says, I love God and hates his brother, is a liar. It's impossible. If there's really the love of God in your heart, then you love everybody. Struggle with some? Sure, you're a poor, stupid sinner. Of course you struggle with some. But we don't lower the high jump bar so that we can all make it on the first shot. The Lord is saying, if you really love my Father with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your being, then the rest of this is obvious.